traditional, the Arch-Chancellor snapped. There were some very respectable vampires where I grew up. They'd been in their family for centuries.
Yes, but they drink blood, said the senior wrangler. That doesn't sound very respectable to me.
I read that they don't actually need the actual blood, said the dean, anxious to assist. They just need something that's in blood. Hemogoblins, I think it's called. The other wizards looked at him. The dean shrugged. Search me, he said. Hemogoblins, that's what it said. It's all to do with people having iron in their blood.
I'm damn sure I've got no iron goblins in my blood, said the senior wrangler.
At least they're better than zombies, said the dean. A much better class of people. Vampires don't go shuffling around the whole time. People can be turned into zombies, you know, said the lecturer in recent runes and conversational tones. You don't even need magic, just the liver of a certain rare fish and the extract of a particular kind of root. One spoonful and when you wake up, you're a zombie.
What type of fish?
Said the senior wrangler. How should I know?
How should anyone know, then? Said the senior wrangler nastily. Did someone wake up one morning and say, hey, here's an idea, I'll just turn someone into a zombie. All I'll need is some rare fish liver and a piece of root. It's just a matter of finding the right one. You can see the queue outside the hut, can't you? Number 94, red striped fish liver and maniac root. Didn't work. Number 95, spiked fish liver and dum-dum root. Didn't work. Number 96...
What are you talking about? The Arch-Chancellor demanded.
I was simply pointing out the intrinsic unlikelihood.
Shut up, said the Arch-Chancellor, matter-of-factly. Seems to me... Look, death must be going on, right? Death has to happen. That's what being alive is all about. You're alive and then you're dead. It can't just stop happening. But he didn't turn up for Windle, the dean pointed out. It goes on all the time, said Ridcully, ignoring him. All sorts of things die all the time, even vegetables. But I don't think death ever came for a potato, said the dean doubtfully. Death comes for everything, said the Arch-Chancellor firmly. The wizards nodded sagely. After a while, the senior wrangler said,
Do you know, I read the other day that every atom in your body is changed every 7 years. New ones keep getting attached, and old ones keep on dropping off. It goes on all the time. Marvellous, really.
The senior wrangler could do to a conversation what it takes quite thick treacle to do to the pedals of a precision watch. Yes? What happens to the old ones? Said Ridcully, interested despite himself.
Dunno. They just float around in the air, I suppose, until they get attached to someone else.
The Arch-Chancellor looked affronted. What, even wizards?
Oh, yes, everyone. It's part of the miracle of existence.
Is it? Sounds like bad hygiene to me, said the Arch-Chancellor. I suppose there's no way of stopping it.
I shouldn't think so, said the senior wrangler doubtfully. I don't think you're supposed to stop miracles of existence.
But that means everything is made up of everything else, said Ridcully.
Yes, isn't it amazing?
It's disgusting, is what it is, said Ridcully shortly. Anyway, the point I'm making, he paused, trying to remember, you can't just abolish death. That's the point. Death can't die. That's like asking a scorpion to sting itself.
End of CD 1.